Time for our weekend visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The doctor is here, and the phones are open and available right now. 800-5, whoops, let's try 888-553-7536. If you dialed 800-553-7536, heaven knows, that might go right to the White House, Ken, and all of these numbers that
wouldn't
go different places.
Wouldn't want to wake them up.
Yeah, no, no, from the sound sleep they've been in for the past 4 years. 888, oops, did I just say that? 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is going to report on all of the medical news for the week. He has the Good Day Health newsletter prepared, and it looks like a lot of information aimed at women, Ken, this week.
Yes, there is a lot of great information in our weekly newsletter, and this week we turned it focusing directly on our women listeners. Guys, you won't be neglected, but this week it's all about the latest information in the medical journals in the past few months to help our women stay healthy.
And one of the things, the highlights, is if you enjoy a good glass of wine, could be good for what?
Well, it could be good for a lot of things. It could be good especially for your heart, your circulation, and some other surprises.
All right, check it out, the Good Day Health newsletter. It doesn't cost anything to subscribe. It's easily available. You go to drkenshow.com, and it's very obvious. It says you want to sign up for the newsletter, put your email address in. We're not going to try to sell you anything. It's just Ken's way of helping out a little bit further than what he does even here every weekend. At 888-553-7536. You can also go to my website. I'm Doug Stephan, and so you go to Doug Stephan, STEPHAN.com, and you see Dr. Ken's picture prominently, whether it's Monday through Friday or on the weekend. Click on that, and it'll also ask you if you want to sign up for the newsletter. Put your email address in there, and you get lots of info. It's important, it's interesting, informative. Check it out. Meanwhile, you can check out Dr. Ken with your call, your interest in your own health, your well-being. How do you fix problems that you have? How do you keep from getting sick? 888-553-7536.
Good.
Story. Yeah.
May I tell you an interesting story that happened in the office today?
Yeah. Maybe yesterday.
Well.
Maybe yesterday in the office.
Well, yes.
Or the day before, depending on where people listen. Yeah, so what happened?
It all feels like the same day.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long day.
They run in. I know what you mean.
Yeah. One of the things, because I know that our listeners like to, a little bit behind the scenes, what it's like to be a doctor, and I told the story to my family, and I put big smiles on their faces, tried it out on them, so I wanted to share this, and I think our listeners would enjoy this. One of the things that doctors have to do, and it's probably one of their least favorite things they have to do, is many of the studies that we order for our patients today, we have to plead their case.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get paid to do this. We just do it because...
Plead their case with insurance companies,
exactly,
or the government or something like that. Yeah.
Exactly. 10, 20, 30 years ago, I ordered something, it got done, and I moved on to the next patient. Today, sometimes it's literally like pulling teeth to get what needs to get done, done. Because doctors often feel like they're on a seesaw with an elephant, and they're not the elephant. And this week, I had to order a follow-up CAT scan on a patient because they had an abnormality in their chest on CT scan. And radiologists will often recommend a follow-up in 3 or 6 months to make sure that whatever it is goes away. We hope it's an infection that goes away. And we hope it's not a cancer that's growing and getting bigger and putting you at threat if we don't take care of it. So this is pretty routine for us doctors. One of my patients had a finding on a chest CT scan. The radiologist recommended a follow-up in 3 months just to confirm that it cleared up and was not growing. And usually this is a pretty no-brainer. You don't have to go head-to-head with the insurance company to plead the case. But my office notified me the CT scan was not approved. And the next step, what a doctor does, it's called a peer-to-peer. Supposedly, we have a physician in the same specialty on the other end of the phone, and we talk doctor to doctor. We go over the indication, and hopefully you have someone on the other end who's reasonable. Usually you do. Sometimes you don't, but usually you do, and then you come to a decision that hopefully makes sense medically for the patient and doesn't get decided based on dollars. So I had this case, and I was wondering, why are they asking me to do a peer-to-peer on this? This seems so obvious, and it just takes me away from taking care of my patients. And I get on the phone, Doug, and I heard the voice, and I immediately recognized that I knew this voice. It turns out that the doctor on the other end of the line was a boyhood friend of mine I grew up with. I knew so well. I used to play baseball with him. And we knew each other since we were about 9 years old. We graduated high school together. We were in marching band together. And it just made my day, and it just is amazing how sometimes the things you look forward to the least turn out to be big special events.
Isn't that cool? And he agreed with you.
He did, and we had the greatest chat.
Did you know he'd gone into medicine and followed the same field as you?
Yeah. Well, I knew he was a doctor, and we were very close through high school. He went off to Lafayette College, and then I lost track of him. I saw him at my high school reunion about a year and a half ago, but there he was on the end of the line, and it didn't take two or three words, and I knew exactly who it was. And it was pretty funny because he knew it was me when my office said, and he immediately said to me, and I didn't make him wait, he said, you know, he was really playing around with me. He said, "Doctor, how can you made me wait?" And I knew it was him immediately, and we just had such a great time reminiscing.
Nothing wrong with a good smile. That's very healthy. Healthy smiles and being healthy from smiling and being happy.
You never know who you're going to touch. So, you know people, they're 9 years old, be nice to them.
Yeah, well, be nice to people just in general. 888-553-7536. To follow up on that, what I just said about being nice, I'm reading a book now, and the basic essence of it is trying to teach one to sort of get around oneself, if you know what I mean. And oftentimes, as some folks say, in a more pejorative sense, we're our own worst enemies.
So true.
It really is. Your mind is crazy, and you have to get away from it. You have to learn how to stop thinking.
I see it all day.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, welcome to the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken and Doug, 888-553-7536. We promise you a good, effective, efficient experience when you call and ask your medical question. You can email also to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com your questions, and you can also send me an email, and I'll follow up with Dr. Ken on the air as well, doug@dougstefan.com. Here's an email from Jim, who listens every weekend on WSBA 910 in York, Pennsylvania. He says, I thought I heard you talk about a product as a Drano for the brain to help after a stroke. I had a stroke in 2010. My internist and neurologist tell me the left side numbness will go away. Vision issue will stay. It's 2 years now. Not much has changed. Anything I can take or do to help rebuild the brain damage? Jim. What's the scoop on this? What do you think?
It's interesting that you bring up Drano for the circulation, because one of my patients yesterday, the same day, asked me to start calling it Liquid Plumber. He thought that sounded a lot better than Drano.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So for the patient, he's probably listening. I want to let you know that what you said to me did stick. But we wish, when you have a stroke that's due to a clot, as opposed to a bleeding hemorrhagic brain blockage, death of the brain tissue, when you have a clot type of stroke, we need to get you to the emergency room immediately, as soon as possible. Because if you do within 3 hours, we have these clot-busting drugs that we can give that are very effective at opening up the circulation and preserving the brain tissue and limiting the size of the stroke. The key is you have to get to the emergency room very quickly. Yeah. Sometimes they can be given up to 6 hours, but that is a little dicey, but definitely within 3 hours. So when you have any evidence of a stroke, this is why it's so important to call and get chauffeured into the emergency room. Call the ambulance, because if you drive yourself, I guarantee you, you won't be seen as quickly.
Well, one of the things that is also, you got to know your body, you got to know yourself, you got to know when there's something wrong. You need to be your own doctor, in a sense, and you can be. Certainly, you're not going to be as educated or experienced as Dr. Ken is, or maybe some of the other folks that you'll encounter. But the other side of it is, it's your body, it's your responsibility, it's your life to have a cognitive knowledge of maybe basic things. And that's why Ken comes in handy, because he'll teach you some of that. One of the ways it happens is through the weekly newsletter, other things, references that he may point out, studies that are done. For example, this week, a study on obesity, high blood pressure. We keep talking about this in the year 2030, half the country. The problem I have with all this stuff is it projects ahead, and thoughts are things. So if you tell people they're going to be fat, or we're going to have this many fat people by 2030, that's kind of setting it on a course for reality.
It is. And let me just mention, thank you for that nice compliment about how I teach. And before we go on, let me just teach. We were talking about stroke. If I can just share with everybody how to diagnose themselves or family members or friends if you're having a stroke. And it's really simple. You just ask the person to smile. And if it's not a symmetric smile on both sides of the lips, that's a concern. You want to put both hands out in front and ask them to raise them. Both hands should go up together symmetrically. If they don't, that's a concern. And then thirdly, you want to ask the person to speak a common phrase like, don't cry over spilled milk. And if it doesn't sound like the way they usually talk, or they don't articulate it clearly, get yourself to the emergency room immediately via ambulance.
So a substitute, get me to the church on time, get me to the hospital on time. Don't take chances. Get there and call the ambulance. As Ken says, you'll get treated much more quickly. 888-553-7536. So coming up here, the sugary drink connection to obesity and high blood pressure. That study this week, I'm troubled by it. But let's digress for a moment and talk about cholesterol and Ken's ability to suggest to you that there are ways, a specific way, it's a product called Cardiol that works on high cholesterol, high triglycerides, Ken.
Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition that can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's this all new natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe, FDA-registered. Cardiol's also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Cardiol is based on studies the Mayo Clinic. There's nothing else on the market like Cardiol, period. And you can pay lots of money to get something that isn't as good. Why not try 30-day supply free by going online to cardiol.net/Ken. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial. That's cardiol.net/Ken. Dr. Ken's free trial for free 30-day supply of Cardiol.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's bring ourselves around to the bright side of the road. It's good for your health and well-being, which is what we're all about here. Dr. Ken and Doug at 24 past the hour, the weekend program all about your health, the most popular, most listened to medical program on the weekends around the country. Dr. Ken here to take your calls at 888-553-7536. In case Jim didn't get the clotbuster answer, it is the Drano is the clotbuster. You got to get it at the emergency room. Get yourself to the emergency room when you have any of those symptoms that Ken went over. Hopefully that helps, Jim. Help yourself to us here at 888-55-DRKEN or email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Rachel's in Lee, New Hampshire. Rachel, say hi to Dr. Ken. You're on the air now.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to just ask your opinion about electronic cigarettes.
Sure. These e-cigarettes, they're electric inhalers. They vaporize propylene glycol or glycerin-based liquid solutions into an aerosol mist, and they simulate the act of smoking a cigarette, and they're marketed to help you stop smoking. The only problem is there are very limited studies showing that they're safe or effective, and I can't yet tell you whether you should use them or not. At this point, I'm not recommending them to my patients because I don't think there's yet enough safety evidence on them, but I think that's where we are, and that's the most we can tell you about these things.
Rachel, okay. Tell us your story about smoking, how you got started, and what else you've tried to stop.
It's not for me. It's for my foster son. He's 17 years old, and he started when he was 13 or 14.
Ooh.
And he's tried to stop cold turkey a couple of times since he moved in the beginning of August.
Yeah. When you at 13, did he have peers that were doing it? Why would he?
Probably. It's complicated.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I know that he is not, personally, he doesn't really want to stop smoking, but I think he wants to please us and also knows it's bad for his health.
Yeah, and for heaven's sakes, it's at 13, that stuff getting into your cellular structure, woof.
he may need some behavioral therapy, a counselor, because obviously there's some problems going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was wondering about so you don't particularly have any safety concerns that you're aware of.
I did see
that there were no studies, that there were very limited studies when I researched them. But is there anything you know of that's a danger with them?
I don't know enough about them, and I don't think they're regulated well. And if it was my 13-year-old, it would be the last thing I would do.
He's 17 now. He's 13.
Okay. If it was my 17-year-old, it would be the last thing I would do.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
What would you do then? Ken, if it was your 17-year-old, what would you do?
Well, I would get him into some behavioral therapy because clearly there's some issues here. Certainly acupuncture, hypnotism would be a good start. Before I would start thinking about drugs or nicotine patches, but someone starting at age 13, there's a lot of issues going on, so I'd want a therapist involved.
Yeah. All right, Rachel, hopefully that helps. Thank you for your call. Good luck to you. 888-553-7536. We move to Joan in Fort Pierce. Is that right? Oh, Joanne. Hi, Joanne.
Yes.
You're in Fort Pierce. Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Dr. Ken. My question is, I have a cardiologist because of some chest pain I've had. And I was in the hospital. I had the catheterization. He didn't find anything wrong with my heart, only that there was a vein growing over an artery or vice versa. But anyway, my question is, I tend to have a high cholesterol. But my triglycerides are always good. My HDL is good. My LDL is a little high. And I would rather do this naturally. I started taking a organic vinegar and juice combination, which is supposed to help lower the cholesterol.
Joanne, let me get in here for a second. When you had your heart catheterization, was there any plaquing in the circulation, yes or no?
He said whatever was there, it was minute.
Okay, but so there was something there. It wasn't zero, because that's the big key. If it's zero, then I'm okay with you going and trying first a natural approach, getting down to ideal body weight, adding some foods. I love oat bran for getting your total cholesterol down 10%, adding some plant sterols. But if you have plaquing in your circulation, any plaquing, the horse is out of the barn, you have to get on something stronger. This is where you need a statin to push back, to lower the inflammation, because it's not only cholesterol, it's both inflammation and cholesterol you need down.
But
all right.
He said my heart was okay, and it wasn't until I went back for,
Joanne, just ask your heart doctor a yes or no. Is there plaquing or not? And if there is, you need to do what I'm saying. If not, you can go in your direction first.
All right. Is cardio something that would be good for her?
Yes, if there's no plaquing already there.
So if you don't have plaquing, you might want to take advantage of that cardio special we were talking about. Cardio.net/Ken, the Ken special. Half past the hour. Good day weekend with Dr. Ken.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Ken and Doug, we are ready to talk to you. Come on into my medical office on the radio. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. Get out the pen and paper. It's an easy number to remember. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. I've been in medicine, well over 30 years. There's probably very few medical problems I haven't seen at least once. I've been a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist, went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was an intern and medical resident at Duke University in North Carolina, then went west, young man, out to the University of California in San Francisco, finished training in cardiology. And I've been in practice right outside of Orlando for almost 25 years. Very soon, and I'd love to help you get to the next step. I'm also a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I promise I won't embarrass you. There will be no bill. There's no paperwork. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken, we pay for your call, and I'd be glad to help you maneuver this medical maze. If you've been in it recently, you know it's not user-friendly.
888-553-7536. I just realized something. You started your practice when I started this program. This is the second longest, my Good Day program, second longest talk radio program on the air in the country. And it started the same time you did. That's very interesting.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and to you as well. 800-LATE-CARDIO is Dr. Ken's number at that office. If after listening to him you feel that he would be the person that would help you out through your malady, if you don't know really what the story is, the doctor's giving you the runaround, you might want to go down and see Dr. Ken. You can call his office at his clinic, 800-LATE-CARDIO. 888-553-7536. We continue with the news of the week, medical news of the week, and your calls and your email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug at dougstefan.com in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend.
You any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online.
Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
888-553-7536. The house call is available. You make it. You ask your question. Dr. Ken gives you an answer, an educated answer. Sometimes there are themes that develop during the course of the first part of the program. Help yourself. Let's see what we can cook up here with John in, I don't know where you are, John. New Bedford, Massachusetts. Hello.
Hey, how are we doing?
All right, sir. How are you doing? He's more important, the question.
Not too bad. My question is, my daughter, she's 26 years old. She's in a low 200-pound weight. And she went to the doctor, and they want to give her, because they said she's lacking of B12 vitamin. Now, they want to inject her with shots every week for a month, and then
to help her lose weight?
Every other week.
They told her that would help her lose weight?
No. They didn't mention anything about her losing weight whatsoever.
What's B12 for,
Ken? A little bit of weight.
Well,
what's that, sir?
B12 is an essential water-soluble vitamin, and it's found in a lot of foods, fish, shellfish, eggs, dairy products. And usually the body in the liver stores several years' worth of vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is very important. It's involved in protein and DNA synthesis. It's essential for life. And usually it's not a problem, but some of us just can't absorb it from our intestinal tract. We don't have the right enzymes present to allow us to get it in. And when that happens, it's called pernicious anemia. You need to get these injections. Now, I would only give the B12 if, in fact, they measured her levels in her blood and they were low. I hope that's what was done and they diagnosed vitamin B12 deficiency.
Yeah, sure. That's what they did. She went in for a physical and did blood work on it, and they came up. She was, you know, lacking a lot of B12.
John, why are you concerned about letting them replace it?
I figure she's 26 years old. She's a young girl. I've never heard of anything like, you know, get injected a vitamin like that. I mean, I'm wondering if there's another way of getting it to her, because I just hate people poking, you know, into my body.
It comes in capsule form, Ken, right? But is it concentrated?
Well, wait a second. The problem is that she doesn't have the right materials in. If she has pernicious anemia, she doesn't have the right enzymes in her in her stomach and intestines to be able to absorb it. And that's why she needs the injections.
Yeah, because they said they'd be doing that for 1 month straight every week, and then the second month would be every other week.
How much are they giving her?
They didn't tell me. Then after that, it would be a capsule melting on the tongue every day afterwards.
What I would do is I would go and let her get evaluated by a GI doctor, because this can be tested through some very specialized tests to make sure that you confirm the diagnosis and that this is being done properly.
All right. Take good care of her. Thank you, John, and you're a good father. I think Ken would agree on that. 888-553-7536. Michelle next from Knoxville, Tennessee, on with Dr. Ken on the Good Day Weekend program. I am Michelle.
Hi, I have a problem where when I lay down at night, it only happens at night,
I sleep on one side or the other, never on my back or stomach. And during the night, my arms will go completely numb, and to the point that it wakes me up, and I have to, you know, I mean, it's completely, completely numb and tingly, and I'll end up flipping over to the other side, and at some point it'll wake me up, and it happens to the other arm, too. And I mentioned it to my doctor because it's been happening for about a month, and she said that it, she suspected carpal tunnel, and told me a little test to do that if my pinky was able to move, that was probably carpal tunnel because it normally doesn't affect your pinky. And I've tried that little test, and my whole arm goes numb. My fingers, my arm, everything goes completely numb. And it's happening several times a night. And
sure.
I think it's a circulation problem, and I just wanted to ask if I needed to see a cardiologist.
Sure, Michelle. Let me see if I can help a little bit. Do you sleep on your arms?
No, I do not.
Does somebody else sleep on your arms?
No.
Okay, so do you sleep alone?
Yes.
Okay, because this is a common problem, especially in newlyweds. You know, they're really romantic, and suddenly there's one head on one's arm, and people are waking up with numb arms. Is there any way to have anybody watch you sleep and make sure that you're not putting your head on your arms? Because I have a sneaking suspicion you are, and you don't realize it.
Yeah, I could probably arrange that.
Can I ask you a question?
Trying to apply, Doug?
Let me know, but I'm trying to get to. Well, I want to know whether you have any back trouble.
No.
No back trouble. Never had any. The problem with your lower back, because oftentimes that's a
very good thought, because that's where I was going next. Have you had any trauma to your neck?
No.
Never had a motor vehicle accident or anything like that? Because numbness in the arms, and you sound like a relatively young woman, numbness in the arms in someone your age would be unlikely to be circulation unless you have a very rare cholesterol family issue, and you've been smoking since you were 5 years old, and you're a diabetic. None of those things are true, right?
Right.
Ever been to a chiropractor?
No.
Find one. Go find a chiropractor. Seriously, can you agree?
I would first make sure that you're not sleeping on your arms.
Well, even so, a chiropractor would be good for it anyway.
And then after that, it wouldn't be a bad idea to check out the neck and make sure that you haven't made any problems there.
Yeah, that's the sound and advice, a bit of advice you're going to get, Michelle. Take good care. 888-553-7536. Next up is Arlene, who's somewhere in deepest, darkest Nevada. Hi, Arlene.
Hi.
What's up with you?
Henderson, that's...
right outside Las Vegas.
Yes,
Lake Mead, that's where Lake Mead is.
Yes, I've been to Henderson.
Uh-huh. My question is, recently I'm having problems walking. Today I'm walking down the mall, and I'm almost limping. And this has been coming on and getting a little bit more so. I do have arthritis, and even my toes and feet are getting numb. And different little funny things. I'm wondering, I take a lot of vitamins, probiotics, and enzymes, thinking that will help. But I know I have bad circulation with my arthritis, mostly in my hands. But why am I limping is what all of a sudden I'm doing that.
Arlene, this could be one of a lot of things. And what you need is a good examination of your back, of your legs, and this could be a musculoskeletal issue. This could be a circulatory issue. And I would recommend you, are you allergic to doctors?
No, I have a doctor.
I would ask your primary care doctor to look at this and then probably refer you to an orthopedic doctor just to get a good evaluation. But if I had you in front of me, I could tell you quickly what's going on, but you really need to be examined.
Well, I've been to several doctors, and I've...
Did you ask them about your limping?
And not really that.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just sort of come on,
Arlene,
suddenly, because I had some other problems.
Arlene, the next step is to go to the doctor and tell them that you're limping, and they need to do a good physical examination. And if they can't figure it out, your primary doctor will refer you to an orthopedic doctor, okay?
There you go. 888-553-7536. Who's next? The next. There's a blank. Jane, I think you're up next in the batter's box. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air with Dr. Ken.
Come on, Davis.
Yeah, please. Hello. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a soreness on the side of my neck, and I was afraid it would be the carotid
artery.
Yeah.
Jane, when you have a blockage in the pipe from the heart to the brain, you usually don't feel a soreness in the neck. It presents actually usually as a reversible stroke initially. You may have some double vision. You may have loss of vision in one eye. You may not be able to speak, or you may not be able to smile symmetrically. But carotid blockages don't present usually, very rarely, as pain in the neck. There's a lot of different issues in the neck. Is this in the front, the side, the back?
On the right side. I went to the doctor, and he didn't even feel of it.
Is there any swelling there? You have a lot of lymph nodes there. You can have infections there. Is it warm? Is it red? Is it swollen?
No.
But the doctor didn't examine that part? Look,
he didn't even
mouth.
Feel of it. He didn't try to.
Okay, well, it sounds to me like you need a do-over, and you need to go back. He needs to feel your neck, examine your neck, look inside your mouth, and try and figure this out. My concern is that you might have an infection there. My concern is that you might have an enlargement of your lymph nodes. Those are the usual issues. You haven't had any trauma. Certainly there's a lot of muscles and bones and nerves in that area. Have you had any motor vehicle accidents or trauma, falls?
Relax.
Have you fell?
No.
And no motor vehicle accident?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, time to go back to the doctor and let them examine this, because I'm not sure I know why it didn't get done the first time. But those are the possibilities.
888-553-7536. Let's go back to this. We sort of teased this earlier on in the hour, the sugary drink connection to obesity. We were talking about high blood pressure, and then I got digressed a little bit onto this study that I read this week suggesting, and I was sort of suggesting strongly that if you put it out there, it'll become a reality. So the suggestion from this group that everybody, half the people in the country are going to be obese by the year 2030, maybe it's a warning. Maybe it's like Paul Revere running through Lexington and Concord as a warning, whatever it is. The other half of the country looks like it's becoming, it's a very interesting reality, Ken. I made this observation, how we, because of politicians and news media, have become a very divided society in many different ways. It can be on religion, it can be on intelligence, it can be on money, it can be on where you live, it can be any number of things. Now, here's another way for us to be divided. Half the country is going to be fat, and half the country is going to be in good shape.
Isn't that an interesting observation?
Yeah. So, but to the core of this study this week, obesity, high blood pressure, and the contribution that sugary drinks make toward all of this.
This came out of the lofty New England Journal of Medicine. They say this is new research that powerfully strengthens, Doug, the case against soda and other sugary drinks as culprits in the obesity epidemic. This was apparently a huge decades-long study. It involved more than 33,000 Americans. And they conclude in this article that it's the first clear proof that drinking sugary beverages interact with genes in your body that affect weight and amplify a person's risk of obesity beyond what you would normally have from hereditary alone.
So the move in New York by the mayor and now the Board of Health to limit the amount of the sugary drinks available was in the public interest.
Well, we're going to get into that discussion.
Well, I think that's a clear conclusion one can draw.
It is in the public interest, but I guess the question, and I have a lot of people I know in New York screaming. The question is that the role of government?
Well, it may not be, but at least the educational side of it has pointed it out.
The educational side is wonderful.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air on the Good Day Weekend program.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every once in a while, we get involved in a Q&A session with someone who's an expert in a particular field. I think you'll enjoy Ken's conversation with Mark Underwood, who is a neuroscience researcher, co-founder and president of Quincy Bioscience. Mr. Underwood is responsible for researching the calcium binding protein, which is found in jellyfish.
Mark, it's such a pleasure to have a chance to meet with you again. And I know as a cardiologist, my patients, they're even more afraid of having a loss of their memory, having a stroke, than they are of having a heart attack.
Right. There's really the very large concern amongst our aging population is keeping our brain sharp and fresh, because if you're not able to maintain those cognitive abilities, of course, at some point in time, you might see yourself losing a little bit of control and having to have some assistance that you wouldn't normally prefer. So keeping the brain sharp, as soon as you start to see memory issues, is what we do. And our research has shown that this aging process has a key element that changes, that there's really the reason why maybe at age 40 or 50, we start losing those car keys and we start becoming more forgetful or less focused. We no longer are able to make in our body a particular type of protein that's involved in keeping our brain cells fresh and keeping them working right. And this particular protein, as it diminishes, is really the reason why we start to lose that functionality. Our discovery has found a way to replace that protein through a product we make called Prevagen, which was a protein originally discovered in jellyfish, as you mentioned. And this protein keeps the nervous system working better. And by taking that on a daily basis, our clinical trials demonstrate that it helps to reverse that memory loss and helps to improve the cognitive abilities of someone who's taking it.
I understand this natural approach actually helps to lower the accumulation of calcium in the brain.
It does. And the relevance of that is it keeps the brain from short-circuiting, because calcium in the brain is a little bit like electricity in a computer. You need it to work. You need it to make the whole thing run. But if you have an excessive amount, it's going to cause things to short-circuit.
So it seems that lowering brain calcium with supplements is very important. Mark, are there any hazards to taking Prevagen?
There's not. There's no common side effects. This is a very similar protein to what you already have in your brain. And so, really, that's why it works so well. You're adding more of the good stuff that's already in there protecting your brain. So this is not only the jellyfish, how it protects itself, but in our own human brain, these proteins help to keep our brain working properly, especially when we're young, in our teens and 20s and 30s. So there's no safety risk.
My patients, they like to combine lifestyle changes with natural, evidence-based products to improve their health. What are some of the lifestyle changes that our listeners can make to improve their brain health and memory?
Well, the number one thing has got to be looking at your diet and reducing factors that contribute to inflammation. I'll pick the top two. Saturated fats and sugary foods. Those are two of the big no-nos. But if you can reduce those in your diet, you're going to see some brain boost just by doing that. The second thing would be, you know, mental and physical exercise. Physically, you know, going out and getting the heart racing actually is going to help the brain. It may sound funny to hear that, but getting the blood flowing really helps to contribute to the repairing process and the preventive maintenance process inside the brain. And, of course, mental exercise, challenging the brain, staying stimulated in social environments. And maybe it's just doing a crossword puzzle.
All right, so underscore what Mark has said about keeping your brain fit, stay physically active, challenge your brain every day, stay active socially and physically, feed your brain, and that's really where Prevagen comes in. So everybody wants to know how this is available. Here's what you do. It's pretty easy, actually. 888-814-0814. One of the best things about this is the number. 888-814-0814. You buy two bottles of Prevagen, you get your third free, plus you get free shipping. So again, the number is 888-814-0814. You get two bottles of Prevagen at the regular price. Third one is free. You don't have to pay for shipping. And you also ought to ask when you call 888-814-0814 about their senior discount. So there's a senior discount, free shipping. You buy two and get one free. It's a good deal, especially when you consider what the outcome is when you are taking this, how wonderfully well it'll work on your brain. So why be foolish? Don't leave things to chance. Take advantage of this opportunity and check out Prevagen at 888-814-0814.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.